Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Today's a couple, besides the Taylor Swift album dropping, it's a big day because it's World Smile Day and National Boyfriend Day today.
Okay.
So, Katie, you get to celebrate World Smile Day today.
I can smile.
No reason to smile.
Listen, I am not mad that I don't have to take care of somebody's dusty butt, son, okay?
Yeah,
like, I am just fine with that. I will smile all day.
That's the attitude.
All the women, independent.
Yeah, no
independent
time to take
women
care
sound
of
really
else.
Happy.
We're smiling over here, Josh, celebrating Smile Day.
Forced so smile. look at this. I got another big money story. Mr. Elon Musk became the first human with a net worth of $500 billion yesterday after his Tesla stock climbed around 4%. So he reached it just for a little bit, and then it dropped back down to $485 billion.
Oh, is he going to make it?
I know.
They say within, a few years, they expect him to hit trillionaire status.
Well, I was talking to you earlier.
Wow.
I did not realize that in only 2020, so 5 years ago, he was only worth $24 billion.
It's really zipped up, huh?
And he skyrocketed to $500 billion about. So, yeah, in the next couple years, he should hit a trillion, right?
Like, it's just a lot of money, you guys.
Natural progression.
Yeah, it's a little compound interest in there. His stocks are doing good and his companies are doing pretty good too. So, well, whatever.
You know what? Good for him.
Good for him.
Right? Like, how do I get to know him?
Give me a Tesla, Elon.
Yeah. You want to take care of his dusty butt, Katie?
Well, I don't know.
I think he'd take care of yours at that point.
You know what? And that's what I need. I need somebody to take care of my dusty butt. So maybe Elon's the guy.
Everybody's got dusty butts.
Crusty butt. There you go.
Yeah, is yours dusty or crusty?
I know.
Yeah. You have any sports stuff?
Yeah, I do. You know what? I did want to talk about this. It's pretty major Colorado news. Eric Johnson of the Colorado Avalanche, the longest tenured Colorado athlete, actually. He retired, and he was a guy that won the Cup. He was the first overall pick in the NHL 17 years ago, and he was selected by the St. Louis Blues after a couple years, went to the Colorado Avalanche. He retired. I was really sad about it. He was actually one of my very first sports interviews ever, and he was so gracious with his time for a little pipsqueak like me back in 2018, shaking with a microphone, trying to talk to him, and he gave me like 20 minutes of his time just to talk to me. So nice, so well-spoken, really, really, really good dude. I will always be indebted to him for how he treated me as a very young, new reporter. So shout out to EJ, Stanley Cup champion. You were a consummate professional, and you will be missed by the Avalanche fans all over. Yeah. Close!
No.
Very close.
I mean,
there you go.
Still sports.
They hold
still
sticks, sports. So I guess
they do.
They still do.
They hold sticks.
All right, what's some of the local stuff?
Okay, well, according to Yelp, Colorado has one of the best taco spots in the nation.
Yeah.
Nice way to start it up on a Friday. So tacos, ay-yay-yay, that's in Lafayette. It's out of the top 100 spots in the country, comes in at number 52. So
I've never been there.
We're 52.
I know.
We're 52.
Never been there either. Still my favorite taco is the burrito tacos. Like,
yeah, burrito tacos
hands down,
good.
Like the way they put the cheese on the crispy tortilla, that's so good. But this restaurant, Tacos Ay-Yay-Yay, was also named the best restaurant for tacos in Colorado by Yelp last year and was listed in the review platform's top 100 in 2022 as well. So people have known about this spot for a minute.
Have and you again, been there?
It's in Lafayette. I've not, but
okay,
now I
like
want
you're up
to.
North every once in a
now
while, yeah.
I want to. So yeah, that's good news for us. Did you know Colorado's most searched slang words or phrases when it comes to kids? Now, Jeremy, I thought you would know this a lot because you have children who say these words. So, unscrambler, that is a tool that helps people learn to unscramble words for games like Scrabble or Wordle and things like that. They revealed what the most searched slang words in Colorado are for 2025. Skibbity, not on the list. What is on the list, though, is 6'7". Which I hate.
Oh, that's the worst.
I hate that so much.
I've
and the funny
one.
Thing is they said that the kids don't even know what it means. Like, it's just
there's no meaning.
There isn't. And they almost throw it out to annoy people, to like have this sense of I know what it means, but you don't. And they don't even know what it means. So that's why it annoys people so much. Sigma is also on the list.
I've heard that one multiple times.
Another word that really doesn't have a definitive meaning. Like, it does, but it can mean multiple things. So depending on how you use it.
Well, if you got Sigma Riz, that's really good.
Oh my gosh.
Your
all
Sigma.
Of it.
Yeah.
And is if there Skibbity Riz Sigma?
No. Just Sigma is the only one that made it on
Skibbity
this
Sigma?
List. Cap was the other one.
Yeah.
Well, that's
Chopped.
Been around for a little bit.
Oh, Chopped.
Yeah.
Ohio. Have you heard this?
Yes, it means you're mid, right?
Yeah, like
because Ohio sucks.
Oh, yeah,
they say Ohio so much.
Ohio and then huzz. Is that anything?
I always thought it was slang for husband, but if you're risen up the huzz, like I could have a huzz. It's like my girlfriend or whatever.
Yes,
like I'm risen
like
the huzz.
It's like a boo.
It's a boo.
Significant
Can you
other.
Riz the huzz in Ohio? We're on a skibbity toilet?
I have not.
You could.
So confusing. Oh, my God.
None of those are words. This is literal brain rot.
None of them are words.
Like, your children are the brain rot generation.
They really are. Like, there you go. Way to go, Jeremy.
Which is so not true about your kids, because they're so smart. But, like, I hate that.
Nice comeback.
Yeah. No, it's pretty funny.
Good save. Yeah, good save.
That is definitely Ohio. Okay, and the 2026 Colorado Teacher of the Year is...
Sarah!
No, Stephen Paulson out of Weld County.
Of course, he's such a good guy.
So he is a Greeley Central High School teacher specifically, and he is the first ever Colorado Teacher of the Year in the Greeley-Evans School District 6. So he's the first one to get the nod from that District 6, and he's been teaching there for 15 years. He's also, I just want to give a huge shout out to this, because he has led the school's AVID program and the Career Mentor Project, and that takes sophomores and then pairs them with local professionals in the workplace communities. And he has, like, really opened up a whole thing for kids who are, like, looking to get out into the workplace right out of high school.
Skibbity
so
toilet.
I know.
Ohio, 6'7".
I loved that. So shout out to Stephen Paulson.
Huzz, baby.
Oh, yeah. That guy slaps biscuits.
Hey, we got a lot of teachers listening. So that's... Way to go, Mr. Paulson.
Good job, Paulson.
Yeah, here's
well
to
done.
You, sir.
Well done. There you go, guys.
Sigma.
There's your Mile High Hype. You guys are in the loop, whether you like it or not.
You have to
morning.
Use those words in a sentence today. That's the homework.
No, yeah, yeah, your job. We already did it.
No cap.
We already, cap.
Especially if
no
you're
cap.
A surgeon getting ready to operate, like right before they go under, be like, skibbity riz.
Like, no!
6, 7.